The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Hey, what's up? It's your man Carlos Miller of the 85 South Show, and I appreciate you checking out my guest, part two.
Fellas, if you with your lady and she ever tell you I tried to talk to her, or ladies, if you ever heard a woman say I tried to talk to her, she lying. She tried to talk to me.
They be wanting to know about the dust. That's why they calling me. They be curious. They be curious like George, you know what I'm saying? Like Marcus, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say, how it make you feel? You know what I'm saying? What it make you do?
What if that shit make you live forever?
Man.
You gonna be here forever?
I believe it's cure to Corolla, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's my business, you know what I'm saying?
God damn, man.
That's my business, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like,
I don't know. I have no knowledge.
I do, you know what I'm saying?
I wish you the best,
that's all I'm saying. I ain't sticking no Q-tip up my nose. I ain't sticking number blows up my nose. Ain't no motherfucking long ass Q-tip, none of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Wolf, why do you want to quit?
Do I want to quit?
Do you want to quit?
Yeah. Sometimes.
At some point, you just...
Sometimes, but I take vacations.
Okay.
Yeah, I have vacations. When I, please, I just can't take no more. That's what that means, you know what I'm saying? Then I take my vacation.
New face, you hear this shit? Dog, this is my dog, New Face.
Yeah, listen. I take vacation. I'm a professional, man. You know what I'm saying? I wrote the rules to this shit.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
All right, man.
I can put this shit down whenever I get ready, man. Pick this shit up whenever I get ready.
All right.
I ain't bullshit.
I believe you.
I don't care if you don't. I believe me.
But I'm just,
that's the power. See, that's the thing about any type of chemical or any type of food or any type of addiction. Us as human beings, we look for excuses to not take responsibility for our actions, man. We hate accountability.
In your research, what information have you gathered on your journey?
About?
Shit, just being on the other side of life.
What other side?
You know, when you're over there.
Where?
After you do the drugs, man.
I'll be always on
You know,
it.
When you're over there, man. What's over there, man? Tell us what you seen over there.
Man, I see y'all. Y'all be with the shit,
Is
man.
It normal over there, man?
Yeah, it's normal, but y'all be with the shit, buddy.
Listen, man.
Man, listen. No, let listen, me tell you, buddy. I'll tell you what the fuck y'all be doing.
All right,
you know what
okay,
I'm saying? I be
listen,
preaching
listen,
shit.
Slow down. We can get started just here in a second. It says it's so something when you sleep. What was over here, Flap?
I just see what
I've
y'all
never
be doing.
Done no cocaine, man. Tell me what's over.
You can just see through people. You can
I
see
don't
what they be doing.
See through these motherfuckers.
You want to know what motherfuckers doing?
Some of them was born with a glass ass anyway.
Man, say that shit.
They was born with a glass
say
ass.
Say that shit, man.
And if you don't
that's
know what
the fuck
that
I'm
means,
about,
that
man.
Means you got a whole big old mouth, but a glass ass. The minute you tap that ass back,
yep, it just
they gonna
you
scream
mind.
Like somebody did something to them.
It gives you a heightened sense of things, you know what I'm saying? I take all the good and none of the bad. I like to say that, you know what
it's
I'm
like
saying?
In the movies.
Yeah, I feel like I invented a new drug, cocaine. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's the rapper.
That's my son.
That's a great segue.
Yeah.
Not the scooter. Uh-uh. Transitioning to another topic.
Exactly.
You be knowing shit.
Man.
Cocaine.
Yeah.
That's your son.
Yeah.
He cold with it.
He cocaine. He's a... oxygen infused version of cocaine.
Did you see it before he saw it?
Nope.
And you ain't never catch them like rapping your shit when they were little.
Always.
Performing in the mirror,
man,
and shit.
That's the family. Yeah, that's the family. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's clear flying the family. Everybody. You know, my daughter bumped this shit on your ass, you know what I'm saying? My grandson bumped this shit on your ass, you know what I'm saying?
Your grandson?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I thought I was going to have to wait until he came around, you know what I'm saying? Worst case scenario, you know what I'm saying? And my oldest son, he make music too as well, you know what I'm saying? But it's about the passion, you know what I'm saying? And the passion is just right now. So that's what we're working on. So mind this new dope, Cocaino. You know what I'm saying?
Where can we check him out at?
Oh, man, it's coming. I think I got a project that we're putting together. So, man, just stay tuned. Just look for it. You know what I'm saying? Just
where we can get it. The new shit at?
My new shit is everywhere. It's on all the streaming platforms, man. They took the game from it. They took the CDs from it. So it ain't like I can say you can go to this record store or that record store. Pick your phone up, man, and Google this shit. Search this shit, man.
Because
you
know we got the 85%
I ain't gonna make
watching,
it,
man.
Yeah, I ain't going to make shit off of it, but a couple of pennies off of it, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
That's how they took the game from us, man. We was able to actually eat off of physical copies, man. They changed it to this digital shit, man, and they don't give motherfucker nothing off this shit, man, but fractions of pennies. You know what I'm saying? You have to accumulate a whole lot of streams to actually make some revenue.
You know how you can make some revenue?
Do some ads. Yeah, do some ads. Me?
Yeah.
Run some ads?
Yeah.
On what?
Everything.
Like what?
Bro, we'll rap off camera. I got a plate. Yeah, I'm just saying, you know.
You talking about like monetization and stuff? Google AdSense.
That's so 2016, bro. Uh-huh. We go get the money directly from the white people, bro. Yeah. We walk up in that motherfucking
white
people.
They gonna love me because they do what I do. That's what you don't understand.
Once you get in there and get to doing cocaine with these guys.
Yeah, man, take me to
your
leader.
We're both out of there, man.
Man, take me to your leader, man.
Somebody who can go in there and do powder with me. Everything y'all want straight. God damn, this shit wrong.
And you've been having me up here.
My nuts are tingling.
And you've been having me up here sleeping in my van all this time.
That's
why I've been for the past 7 years.
Shut up. Why we ain't talking about that?
Man, when let's talk about it.
When was this?
No.
Why you ain't hit me?
Man, when I leave here and get in the Audi on Fort Jotto's, I'm going to head back to Memphis and go with my van.
Oh, nigga, the Sprinter van? You trying to stunt?
No, that's what I live in, my van. You know, yeah, my van.
On the road?
No, in it, wherever it's parked at. It's my van. It's a truck stop. Right now, it's at the
man, stop fucking playing with me, man.
No. That's why I wasn't worried about the light bill crisis when they had this pandemic stuff. That's why I told people if they lived in a van like me, they wouldn't worry about this stuff.
Your son said you lying.
Oh, that nigga don't know me.
Your son don't know you?
Oh, I don't know him.
You don't know your son?
Who?
Nigga, you don't know him. All right, whatever. Hey,
that nigga look like he from New York.
Everybody can't be from New York, nigga. God damn. This nigga crazy, man.
Man, I got on white cap, two different color shoes and shit, backpack, man, shit. We don't do that shit there where I'm from. We go to school with no backpack, civilized. Big mama kick my ass. Boy, if you don't get your ass back in there and put them right shoes on your goddamn feet.
See, this what happened when you start snorting with the man in the mirror.
Oh, yeah. Did you get to this on in your kids? Right?
I'm putting drugs away.
Yeah, all of them.
Drugs
away. All of them for me. Listen, everybody on earth, stop doing drugs. Just send them all to me. I want all the dope. Yeah, don't nobody else need no more dope on earth. Y'all don't know what to do with it. Just give it to me the ones that I don't do. I just dispose of, like, you know, heroin,
that
ecstasy,
shit sounds safe
PCP,
as hell.
LSD, all this shit. I don't fuck with none of that shit.
I'm going to dispose of all this. We should just get a bunch of people that do all the drugs, and then they should be able to separate the good shit from the bad shit.
Why don't y'all nominate me as the drug ambassador
of the world?
Drug
yard. They can just be outside.
I understand this shit.
And be like, nah, that shit ain't no good. Let's throw that away. That ain't keep that
off
the
street. You know, in Portugal, no drugs are illegal. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Yeah.
I thought drugs was illegal everywhere.
I mean, like, all drugs are legal in Portugal.
Portugal? Maybe they like to mix it up.
No, I'm just saying, that's how it is.
They gonna be
successful. There's no illegal drugs in Portugal.
Because if they mix that shit the right way, like if
No, I'm saying no drugs. Everything's legal. Everything.
And they crime and everything up there.
Because
thank you. Hallelujah. Somebody over there with me. Somebody know.
Shout out to Portugal.
Yeah. You hear what he said in response? He said their crime rate and everything is down. They actually living. Just drugs. Justify.
Just drugs.
Tell that
whatever,
truth.
Whatever drugs.
Repeat that about the crime rate.
They got a park where you can go and you can do your.
Is it a nice park? They got water and shit. Like it's a nice view.
Man, it's beautiful.
Fuck around and get out there and get so high on some drugs, you just forget you.
That's your problem.
Car is out there.
That's your problem.
Walk home.
That's your problem.
You on drugs. Whatever you want to do out there.
Whatever you want to do.
I bet people are being fucking ridiculous. They just,
no, he just told you the crime rate is lower than in the world. God damn it.
I mean, if that's the reason people do crime, because they want some drugs.
Yeah, so over there they giving them to them so they don't have to do the crime.
I bet drugs ain't even fun like they used to be then. Man, I didn't even work for this crap. That nice white lady brought this good crack over here. Look how round these rocks are.
What you know about how round rocks be?
What the fuck? I'm from the projects.
Yes.
With the big roaches. Not the little ones.
Rocks don't be round.
They do. They be little chips. They look like when your nephew tooth fall out.
That's what they said on New Jack City.
When your nephew tooth fall out, that's what it looked like.
Man, you know the first song that I recorded was Don't Never Test His Pimpin'. You know the second song I recorded was?
Mm-mm.
Slanging rocks, nonstop.
Slanging rocks.
Yeah, I wrote a song about seven.
How many rocks you think you sold in total? Like, if you had to total them all up.
Damn, Carlos.
Like, if you had, like, all your rocks was right here. Damn. How many do you think would be in the pile?
I'll say about maybe 7.7 million rocks. Literally.
Hell no. All right. What you do with the money?
A lot of different shit. I was selling dope at the age of 13.
Damn.
That's when I first started
you
selling
dope. You was good
dope.
At it.
I was great at it. My mother was a trafficker of drugs for her father out of Detroit. It was the family business on my mother's side of the family.
Why the fuck you just not telling me this?
Shit, you ain't asked me shit about my mama.
I would never even think to do no shit like that.
You should have said, man, tell me about the people who made you, man. We know about your father. We know about your father, your guy who sings on every record. I know him, but did you have a mother? Or is it something like you some mystical Jesus nigga that just came out your daddy? You know, you could have asked that. You know what I'm saying? I would have gladly told you that my mother was the daughter of a drug lord and she trafficked dope across country. And, you know what I'm saying? I could tell you a lot of shit about her, but I don't know shit about her because she never spent time with me because my grandmother and my father demanded that I stayed on South Parkway, that she wasn't going to keep me in the midst of what she was doing, you know what I'm saying? But she would come by and see me, you know what I'm saying, sometimes she was running her routes from, you know, Detroit to California to Mexico, et cetera, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
Interesting.
So with that being said, it was the family business. It was meant for me to hustle. The only person in my family that didn't sell dope or use dope was Minnie Mae. You know what I'm saying? Anybody else, man, was in it. You know what I'm saying? One way or another, from hanging down at Soda's, there's Soda Pop, there's Be A Chill, older brother, you know what I'm saying? Jackie Poo, that's their baby sister, you know what I'm saying? All these Minnie Mae kids, you know what I'm saying? That's on my daddy's side of the family. But
yeah, exactly. My man,
I grew older, man. I started doing what? Pushing product.
Stay higher than the rollers.
That mean the motherfucker that was coming to get the dope, I was higher than them motherfuckers. Savage. Fuck you mean? With much love for Doja, and that's
my
why.
Kid for moving. Get
listen what he said
boom,
next.
Listen,
no, he said with much love for Doja, which shook all my profits. Man, I'd go broke on some weed, cocaine ain't never broke me. But I spent my last dime on some weed, man. For some reason, man, that just has always had me, man. You know what I'm saying? Today, I'm thankful that, you know, I don't have no auto shit like what you got up, but I'm okay, so it won't happen again. But, man, I spent all my money on that grass, man. It's just in me. My mama was a drug abuser, too. Not only was she a trafficker, she was a major drug abuser, so I got it honestly. You know what I'm saying? My dad said my mother would get high. We were 8 months into her pregnancy, and she would go into Martin Luther King Park in Memphis and climb trees while she was pregnant with me, you know what I'm saying? I used to love to climb trees when I was younger, you know what I'm saying? I used to love to get high and do it, you know what I'm saying? When I started getting high at the early
age. Get high and climb trees?
Yeah. Get higher.
Man, I can tell you about some shit out of class, but I am talking full of dope, but I be snorting cocaine on airplanes. Now, you fathom that, Jack. I'm the calling the king of Funker Town. No, I ain't playing. I don't lie about shit. You know what I'm saying? Damn, man, I'm stopping this fight like that. Goddamn, well, this is the 85 Fly South Show, then. How y'all doing, man? Where my round of applause at? Welcome back to the 85 Fly South Show. You know what I'm saying? I'm your co-host, Player Motherfucking Fly, and this is Los Mills, my new artist, you know what I'm saying? Just signed to Minimate Music, you know what I'm saying? It's going down, man. He signed for a kilo of cocaine, so he finna snort half of it, you know what I'm saying? And he gonna sell the other half and go buy some pussy, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not. I'm keeping the pussy money for myself.
Damn, oh, now you don't like coochie no more. Nah, I like tell coochie. You about you niggas before. Like you, now you don't want to buy no?
Nah, I got the second single coming out.
Oh, what is it?
I like coochie, but it gotta be free.
Big deal. Yeah. Like coochie, but it gotta be free. Big man, like coochie, but it gotta be, free. I like coochie, but it gotta be free.
It gotta be free.
Yeah, it gotta be.
I want the coochie if you want me to have it. I want the Gucci if you want me to have it. Mm-hmm. I want the Gucci if you want me to. You know I can rap a different accent than this. Watch this. I want the Gucci if you want me to have it.
Hey, man. Listen, see, you already fucking with the stuff.
The Gucci good to me because I like it. The Gucci still good. I'm my baby. Yeah.
No,
Gucci real good. The Gucci real good. Yeah. The Gucci real good. The Gucci real good. Say the Gucci.
Hey, it sounds like a freaking ass old Chinese man. Hey, he's like, I'm saying, freaking that motherfucker, man. You keep your gas from that nigga.
Put the Gucci on my ears.
He just wanted to rub it on his leg.
Rub it on my legs. I take it, rub it on my legs. I make a rub it on my legs. Rub it on my legs.
Oh, shit, man.
Rub it on my legs.
Yeah, we're gonna drop this motherfucker out, man. Y'all got lost fucked up, man.
They got me fucked all the way up.
I promise you, man.
And see, that's why we had to create a platform like this, man. Where else can you go and talk the kind of shit that you be talking, the way you be talking it, like how you would be talking it at the crib? This the trap.
Man, at home, you have to come to the trap, you have to come home.
Come
on, you know what I'm saying? I'm at home, man. I ain't never leaving this motherfucker. Y'all put me at this motherfucker.
Man, we'll never
I'm gonna do like this other motherfucker, put my blood out of the ashtray, all this over and shit, man. Yeah, just fuck this shit.
Keep going, y'all good. Cocaine
wise, fast. Yeah.
You wouldn't lie. He did get some coochie right after that. Shout out to the young nigga Cocaine, man. He taking over the rap game, picking up with Fly, leave it off. He ain't gonna leave nothing out though. He ain't gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep listening to his shit forever, man.
You said something about the only one. What you think about that record?
Man, I fucks with it.
Why?
The energy. It's coming right out the pandemic, man. We've been in the house. We need some.
Tell me about the sound of the record. Does it do anything for you? Does it resonate in any kind of way? Does it have any feel to it that, you know, sticks out?
Well, Fly, the first time I was listening to it, I was like, you know what? This is not a typical Player Fly record. You're going for a broader audience. I felt like that's the direction that you were taking in this one. And it does have a classical Southern hip hop sound. And it definitely fits into your catalog. But I felt like you were focusing your attention to the world this time. And I liked it. That's what it was.
Okay.
Like a lot of the records, you have such a original, unique sound. It sounds specific to an area. But like in context, it fits the whole atmosphere of everything we have going on down south. There's nowhere we couldn't play some Player Fly music. And somebody's like, hey, that's Player Fly. My cousin put me onto that in college.
Wow. Shouts out to your cousin.
And that's one thing that you really don't understand. It's like there are so many social media outlets and you have such a broad audience. You don't understand that you have a college market that loves your music, that when everybody's so-called lit and they have their red cups, that's what white people listen to. Nobody needs nobody. All I need is me and my dogs, niggas. Fuck all of y'all.
They be saying nigga too?
All I
they
need
said nigga
nobody.
Twice?
and do your whole
verse. They said nigga twice, though.
They say the entire song.
They say nigga, though.
My name is Woody, but better. I need more cheese than the cheddar. I take the... Yeah, all that. They know the entire song.
And what are these colleges at? What are these colleges at? Where they be white
all
people be saying
middle
nigga?
All over America. These are markets that have been untouched by the player fly brand. And that's why we should get in business with Player Fly, because we've traveled around the world and around the country in numerous pockets and places that are usually untouched by quote-unquote celebrity markets. So I've been to the shittiest places in America.
You too.
And I've been to the greatest places in America.
You too.
And there's one thing we all have in common. You have to pass that auxiliary cord at some point. Oh, really? So this is the shit you listen to here? Well, where am I from? I'm from Oxford, Mississippi. This is the Mid-South.
This is how we
this is what we listen to. Fuck your box Chevy. It's not banging if I can't play this thing. And that's the thesis of my argument, Player Fly.
Because, what argument is that?
Well, it was a brilliant statement that was made by you that when you... If you think about it in context, what you were saying, nobody needs... Nobody.
Wow. Whoa, but I bet you don't know.
Nobody needs no one.
You cold. You cold.
Nobody.
You cold, man. I
needs
you
nobody.
You ain't that cold, man.
I'm telling you.
You ain't that cold.
See, what you were basically saying is,
man,
is
you
that you
not.
Have the power to will yourself into a better position. You don't need anyone to place you. Speak on it.
I'm gonna say this one time.
Say it.
I've never told anybody this.
Don't tell
publicly,
anyone else.
Publicly. Nobody needs nobody. There isn't a person in need of no person.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field. From free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial, Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Everybody needs somebody. Nobody needs nobody. Let's do the remix. Everybody needs everybody.
I don't know if everybody caught that, but a lot of people don't know. Did you catch it? You better have, boy.
That's the type of shit that'll get your ass whooped. You don't know what the song means?
Nobody knows, because everybody takes the context of the obvious that's there. You know what I'm saying, of the independence, but it's actually saying what it says in the next line. All I need
is me and my dogs, so nigga, fuck all of y'all.
You understand? I know it. I know it. You know what I'm saying? I know it. All these years, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, moving right along. I hope they caught it. Oh, shit. Nobody needs nobody. All I need is me and my dog, nigga. So fuck all of y'all, nigga. Nobody needs nobody. All I need is me and... Don't look at me like that, like I'm running the train, man. I'm just telling the truth, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm the truth, but the whole truth is that I'm the truth.
Fuck it up again, man. What else don't mean? What else?
Man, it's whatever it means to you. That's just what it means to me. It can mean whatever it wants to you. I've had my days where it's meant independence to me. I'm just explaining to you and sharing with you the original, ultimate origin of your history.
Sap, sucker! Hey, man, listen,
love,
man.
Baby, motor,
I don't
baby,
play a fly to live until it is, man. But anybody that's tuning in is like, man, who is this guy? Who is this nigga, man? Look. I'm the Memphis Tin legend, man. It wouldn't be no Memphis rap scene without me, man. I'm the epitome of it. Yeah, some came before me, but there are none that ever did it like me. And for the ones that have came behind me, man, look, it's one or two things you can do, man. You can either salute, man, or strap your boots and get your troops, man. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, always, forever, and one more day, man, it's gonna be Minnie Mae motherfucking Mafia all motherfucking day. South, sucker.
Yeah. Because I'm a legend in the South like Jerry Lawler.
Man, did. Don't make me pull this strap down.
Come on, man.
Power drive you and pull out this motherfucking fire. Gonna get burned by the Minnie Mae fire. Man, used to be in the Middle South Coliseum.
Hell yeah.
On Monday nights.
Nigga.
With the lady with the cane.
No.
Down there by the ringside. The lady used to have the cane, man. You weren't there then, man. That lady was there every motherfucking week, man, by ringside. I was there tonight. Macho Man ran the Savage, grabbed the cane. Goddamn, the motherfucking crowd went wild.
Who you hit with it?
Time of Wi-Fi Rich. Don't play with me. Come on, man. Stop this shit, man. Come on, man. Don't make me get my phone. You want me to pull up the
man? That Saturday morning wrestling with Bill Dundee.
All that. Lance Russell, Dave Brown. Man, I was... Oh, yeah. I ain't going to talk about the other shit. Yeah.
What you know about that King Cotton Bacon?
Nope, I ain't chewing no swine because it won't keep me straight.
King Cotton.
Remember, I know
Penny was doing the King Cotton.
Shouts out to Penny. That's family. Chuck, Elliot Perry, Penny, all that's family.
Hell yeah.
They won't give me no money.
They don't know.
They won't give me no money. With the socks, yeah.
Come on, man.
But they won't give me no money, though.
That's okay. I got my own motherfucking money. I just spent it all on cocaine in my van. You should come visit my van sometime. It's not that bad. Nigga, pull up on me. Man, shit, son, don't know.
That motherfucker run on the van?
No, that motherfucker, man. Man, you know, I need to summon that motherfucker right now. That motherfucker like kid. I'll be like, I'm coming, please. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker coming. You know what I'm saying? Hey, bullshit.
I ain't know.
Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying?
What can you say, man?
Man, you can't say no more. Shit, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Man, can we hear I'm the Only One, man? Because you ain't talking about that record, man.
Play the shit. Play I'm the Only One, J-O-N. Make yourself useful. I'm about to replace that nigga with Alexa.
That's all right, man. I got you. You from Tennessee. This a Mississippi-ass nigga anyway. That's how they Mississippi.
You don't even know what part of Tennessee he from.
That's okay. It's close enough.
No, it ain't. That shit far as hell from me.
That's all right. I don't always be in Memphis.
All right, well, fuck.
Y'all got some bitches up there.
Don't tell him. He gonna pull up in the van. Man, what them bitches you talking about?
Yeah, jump out like an old-ass man. Y'all them motherfucking bitches. Where them bitches?
Hey, y'all know, y'all, what's his name?
Nigga.
John.
Yeah, the DJ. Y'all know DJ nigga, the red nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he got the bitches. Yeah, he told me he was gonna be up. Yeah, that'd be me. I'm jumping out. You know what I'm saying? With the motherfucking pills, the big blue pills. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker gonna be saying that like this. Yeah. I'm jumping out the bike. That motherfucker. Hey,
fly, take the cake and ate it and had ice cream. Let me, and waited. You know what they gonna do with this one? You know when it's gonna really blow? Like I said, when the white people on cocaine, make a techno song with it.
Take me there, man.
Vegas.
Take me there, man. I'm ready to go. I'm going to tell this shit.
They going to love this shit.
Never like me, no one with them. Like Jordan, you know what I'm saying? Why? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, man, you know, I work with some of the production from back in the day, you know what I'm saying? That's why I asked you about that, you know what I'm saying, on this record, you know what I'm saying? That's why I asked you what you thought about the sound of it, you know what I'm saying?
You got Mass Appeal.
Can't do what Fly do. All y'all claim y'all boss. No one played that cost. Young rich nigga know this. Realness can't be bought. All y'all students I taught. Funky Town alumni. Class of Flizzy. Since 1994-95. IBM been idolized by wannabe P-Fly guys. I see what they don't see. They don't got Fly ghetto eyes. Y'all great at telling lies. Selling dreams and biting rhymes. Fly rhymes be genuine. Fly one of a kind. Y'all don't show no love. Who that be? What, something to blow up?
Nah, chicken red.
Right, oh, what kind of chicken we got? Fuck this shit, I'm ready to eat. What kind of, hold up, man, chicken red for real?
Bro, I'm playing this on vacation.
Man, shit, I'm ready to go. Like, fuck that shit. You got some motherfucking chicken ready,
cat,
man.
I'm in Mexico, like, saucy dancing.
Man, they got chicken in Mexico. I don't want to
turn that shit up. Fuck that flat.
Man, damn, man. I'm
big ass booty. Like this. Walking in that pussy.
You ain't gonna have no drink in your hand at the same time. Let me see you drink in your hand at the same time. You better not waste a drop. You know what I'm saying? Big baby shaking that thing on you. Big baby shaking that thing on you. She on you though. Yeah, you got my big baby on you, man. Yeah, yeah. She hollering, hey! That's what she hollering. Hey!
Oh, she got a big stupid ass. She's knocking shit over and everything.
That's how she hollering. Hey!
She done knocked two Ubers over. Damn near burnt the restaurant down.
That's all she had.
I done gave Miguel $50. He took care of
it. Oh, no, I ain't gonna let you draw no money, fam.
I just got a dollar. I ain't got no money.
No, you got some more money over there. I already seen. He got some more money over there.
Now, you know you're doing bad if your bankroll got a dollar in it.
No, if he got a dollar, I'm telling you, he on that dust. If he got a dollar just random like that, that's for him to put his dust on.
You want to check my foot?
He ain't had none on there yet. And catch him about 2 o'clock in the morning with that same dollar. We'll see.
Hey, stop, man. They already believe I'm on all kind of shit.
They can believe what they want to believe. That's your power, man. You
they
can't control
watch,
what the
they
fuck
they...
They
watched 700 episodes. They ain't never seen me do no joke.
Okay, this is my thing. You can't control their mind. They're going to think you can cut it back. You can't control what they think. That's their mind.
A little bit, though.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
My perception outweighs reality.
I'm telling you.
100% of the time.
The internet stronger than it was back in the day.
So, like,
you can change
that. If I tell my son to give me this 2-pound bag of powdered sugar out of his bag and put it on this platter right here, they're going to believe it's cocaine if I put some in my nose.
I'm believing. I'm going to believe it's cocaine.
But it's sugar.
I don't give a fuck. That's a big ass bag.
2 pounds?
It's sugar.
That's enough to get everybody in this motherfucker.
It's powdered sugar from the grocery store.
I don't want to be around 2 pounds.
It's sugar.
Powdered nothing.
Man, the shit came from Publix.
Donuts in Georgia.
This shit came from Publix.
It ain't open to the public. If a nigga pull out 2 pounds of sugar, I'm leaving.
This shit is still in the sugar package. We just bought it to make a point.
Regular nigga, even if you get stopped by the police and they found 2 pounds of sugar, you going to jail. What, so, sir, bro, you making some cakes?
Yeah.
What is all this sugar about?
Yeah. It ain't nothing but a 2 pound.
And then guess what them dirty motherfuckers going to do?
I'm going to make some Kool-Aid.
They're going to say, lock him up. It's crystal meth. It's crystal meth. He already said it. He's the fucking funky king of Funky Town. You don't know who this is? I just looked him up. This is Player Flyer. He's the Conan King of Funky Town. Yeah, lock him up. Guess your fucking days of running sugar's over,
so,
bro.
So right now, though, if I pull this out right now.
Don't pull nothing out.
It's sugar, man.
I don't give a fuck.
It's still in the...
It looks like drugs.
It's still in the package, though.
Why you got... What you doing all this sugar? Nothing.
I came here to prove a point. I was going to put it out on a platter, and I was going to put it all over the table and make a scene.
No.
That was my original idea.
How you
going
to put me in a scene? You ain't even asked me.
I'm a grown-ass man. You asked me to come here.
I didn't know you were going to bring 2 pounds of sugar.
It ain't hurt no
way. It's sugar. If I would have known that,
motherfucker, it's sugar.
I would have brought something that you could have put the fucking sugar on. We don't just need to
I got it. A tray.
A sugar tray?
Yeah. It's got my face on it, and it's got some sugar on my nose on the face on the tray because I was cooking cake one day, and the blender kind of splashed up and shit, and the shit splashed on
just
my face. And then he came in and like, damn, son. Right. And he took a picture of me, and we put it on the tray and shit, so now that's the sugar tray.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, we was going to put the sugar on the tray and put it right here and see what the people say.
They was...
Damn, what a nigga say. We gonna...
Fuck it.
So I can't get the sugar out the bag.
Yeah, I'm just gonna walk off.
It's sugar.
It'll be your part. You
listen,
your own
so
segment.
Listen, do you drink Kool-Aid?
Nah, nothing no more.
But you have.
I've seen.
But you, have you?
I've seen what Kool-Aid did to the black community.
Have you drank Kool-Aid?
I saw the
bad round of applause with y'all. Please tell me how many people in here have consumed Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid,
please.
Number one.
Now, give me some real claps over there in the corner
Kool-Aid
with your pen in your hand.
Kool-Aid is responsible for why 40% of black people back teeth right now.
So we can watch all these Kool-Aid commercials all these years saying just add sugar, and I can drink this shit from the age of 2, but when I just bring the same sugar...
Let me fuck you up then, Fly, since you know every fucking thing.
I know everything, but I'm
lying.
Have
you seen the Kool-Aid Man?
No, he don't have powder.
The Kool-Aid Man.
He don't have powder.
He the mascot of Kool-Aid.
He don't.
He
what about
in the dome. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're talking about, okay. Yeah.
So, is the Kool-Aid Man...
I don't want to hear that bullshit. I seen that shit online. Come on, Carlos. You got a better one than that.
I want to know, is the Kool-Aid Man...
Man, the jar or the Kool-Aid, all that bullshit, man.
I didn't even fucking say that.
Well, what
you
did you
say?
You
didn't let me finish.
Okay.
Who just, see, racism. Fuck it, bro. Don't even matter. Why the fuck was the Kool-Aid Man red? That's what I was going to ask you.
Because the number one selling flavor of Kool-Aid.
And you just said that they can't control your mind.
No, because I know this.
All right, if red Kool-Aid is number one, what's the number two Kool-Aid?
The two top selling flavors of Kool-Aid of all time.
The number two.
Cherry
you
and
lying.
Tropical Punch.
That's red, too.
Cherry
all
and Tropical
is in
Punch.
The same family.
Cherry and Tropical Punch are the two top-selling flavors of Kool-Aid.
It's all red. What's the number two color, then?
Blue.
Hell no! You don't know shit about Kool-Aid.
Man, shit.
You
know
ever seen the
Grape
Kool-Aid, man?
Man, I hate Grape Kool-Aid.
Thank you. It ain't about
Grape
what
Kool-Aid.
You hate. You
man,
drunk a lot of Grape Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I drunk some before I left Memphis.
Grape Kool-Aid make
like
the fucking hamburger helper hit way
no,
different.
No, it don't, man.
Shit.
Strawberry lemonade.
You a
strawberry lemonade with an extra pack of lemonade.
Make,
trust me.
If you
trust
make Grape
me,
Kool-Aid,
man,
right?
Look. Trust
it
me.
Hit like it really
strawberry
came from
lemonade
somewhere.
With an extra pack of lemonade is gonna set you free. I put that on Minute Maid, baby. This nigga don't know Kool-Aid. This
stolen
nigga,
from the
man, this nigga from Mississippi, man. Memphis nigga.
That's
Kool-Aid.
That's exactly where strawberry lemonade was invented. Look it up.
Man, not the Kool-Aid
version. It was a black man named Rufus Simmons.
That nigga stole it.
The only reason he invented pink lemonade is because white folks didn't want to see niggas have yellow lemonade.
See, that's that bullshit.
Oh, nervous.
Man, that's that bullshit.
They're so uppity. They drink yellow lemonade. I can't stand it.
Man, look, this pink.
Snatch this boy up on the way home from school. We got to make an example out of them. They was doing black people dirty. What'd you do, Elma? All we did was sat on our porch and drink lemonade. They grabbed my grandfather and they took him from me. All because we sat outside Sunday evening drinking lemonade and he was gone Sunday night. Niggas bad, it's bad out here. You know how many niggas got their ass whooped for eating vanilla ice cream? The nerve of that nigga to be eating white ice cream.
Why is that my favorite flavor?
Slap that bowl out of that nigga's hand. You don't eat white ice cream.
That's fucked up, man.
No, racist.
I'm just a rebel.
Jim Crow was real, bro. Niggas couldn't eat white ice cream.
No, I'm real. Thank you. Preach that truth. Hey, man, brother, man, somebody get this brother an Emmy or a Grammy or some shit.
Oh, man.
Some kind of trophy or something, man. Get this brother something.
He don't get shit.
Yes, he do, goddammit.
No,
you want some powder, brother?
Hell,
I got
no.
Some dust. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got.
Chat, don't you ever fucking turn on me. He don't eat bacon, but he got some powder. Ain't that crazy?
I eat beef bacon. I order it offline. They send this shit. I order, man, 20 packs of this shit a month, man.
Bacon.
My grandson,
pork bacon.
Beef
cocaine.
Bacon. Beef bacon.
I'm making the whole goddamn loaf of bacon sandwiches.
Yeah. Man, my bacon sandwich be so big. I bet my junk be bigger
than
yours.
Yeah, because beef bacon ain't real bacon.
Man,
beef
shit come from a cow.
Big.
No, it ain't.
You and Fred Flintstone, the only nigga eat beef bacon.
Yeah, pterodactyl bacon, Jack. You know what I'm saying? Fuck wrong with this nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? I love Fred Flintstone. Man, I got so much game from Fred Flintstone, man. You talking shit. Ass
yeah.
Up. And Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny was a,
yeah. He was an up north nigga.
The only thing you can
What's
say
up,
about
Doc?
Bugs Bunny
yeah.
Is he was a motherfucker.
Yeah, I rest my case.
Yeah, Bugs
yeah,
Bunny
I
was
I learned
a
lot from him.
But all them cartoons were, though.
Mm-hmm.
Daffy Duck was black.
Yosemite Sam kept them pistols.
He was racist.
Yeah, I like him.
That's why white people think they can shoot everybody now.
Yeah, you rooting, tooting, and shooting it, man. Yeah, I'm a Yosemite Sam your ass with two pistols.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you. You see how racist cartoons are, though. Marvin the Martian.
Man, the minister said ain't nothing wrong with being racist.
Who? Oh, yeah.
I had dinner with the minister. You know that? Carlos. I'm talking to you.
I was just, in my mind, I was just putting that shit together. Like.
Did you know that?
I didn't.
Yeah, we had dinner on top of the Peabody in Memphis, Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? All the other artists stood them up.
They were scared.
They showed up to this, he actually had a meeting the day before. Let me say this. He had a meeting the day he was scheduled to speak. And he put out word for all the artists. He was making around. He actually came through Atlanta. He came through a lot of hip-hop cities and sat down with a lot of artists. So he had this first meeting, and, you know, a couple of artists showed up. Ball showed up. G showed up. Ball G, A-Ball MJG. Dolph showed up, you know what I'm saying? And then the next day, because I went to that meeting, I went to the service later when he spoke. And then the next day, because we were scheduled to have dinner that night, and I starved myself all that day. I didn't eat shit because I'm finna have dinner with the minister, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? My dad, a Muslim man, I done heard these fire cards and Elijah Muhammad tapes all my life. You know, it's his dream come true. You know what I'm saying? Man, after the goddamn speech, man, the minister said shit, I'm gonna lay down. You know what I'm saying? I ain't shit all day. Man, so next day, man, we get up, man. I'm like, fuck this shit, man. I ain't ate shit all day, so I go ahead and eat, man. As soon as I get to eating, these four calls said, man, the minister said he ready to have dinner. And on top of that, man, ain't none of these other artists showed up because, man, a lot of other artists that, like you said, Memphis got the rap scene on lock right now, and this was before this present era, this Pooh Shiesty era, you know what I'm saying? These was the other guys, you know what I'm saying? I ain't missing their names on my time. This my motherfucking time. This fucking fly. Yeah, most definitely. Jack, Mimity, Legend, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, all the video motherfucking face their way. SPV, SPL, Bitty Bay Bobby, all that. Yeah, so they didn't show up, you know what I'm saying? And so me being a devoted Muslim, that was my great to me, you know what I'm saying? Or being a descendant of a devoted Muslim. They didn't say that because I'm a believer today, you know what I'm saying? I just study. I believe in God, and I'm just righteous, this, that, on that. But so, man, we end up getting up there to the Peabody, and, man, I was the only artist that actually showed up. And, man, that was a beautiful thing for me, you know what I'm saying? A local DJ from Memphis that DJed at one of the radio stations showed up, and a couple of more constituents. And, man, yeah, sat right beside the minister, just like we're sitting here. And, man, it was truly a beautiful experience. I'm talking about, man, and it's so corporate, man, from the time you come in the door, them folks search your ass, you know what I'm saying? And then they make you wash your hands, you know what I'm saying? And then they give you this towel to wash your hands, and then you can't touch shit else. You know what I'm saying? You can't touch shit else. And see, like the DJ dude, I was talking about, he had touched something else, and they had shipped his ass all the way back around. He had to go back around. He had touched the doorknob or something, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, you finna go in the presence of the minister, so your ass have to be cleansed and purified. And then you, when you in his presence, you know what I'm saying, you can't bring no germs and shit in there. So, man, they had their own set of towels, all this shit they travel with, all their silverware, all their plates, this shit trimmed in gold and shit, the glasses trimmed in 24 karat gold. I ain't bullshit, man, the silverware, everything, man. He got his own motherfucking staff. They cook, you know what I'm saying, chefs and shit, man. They got all their own shit, their own pots and pans. All they need is some fire. You know what I'm saying? I ain't bullshitting, man. You know what I'm saying? These folks put together a menu on a regular basis. They put together a menu for us, you know what I'm saying? And, man, it was a truly beautiful experience, man. We was able to converse and correspond and kick shit and, man, you know, laugh about some shit and, man, you know, be in the trap for a second on top of the Peabody. Dinner with the minister. Yeah, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Carlos, come back.
Bro, you got me fucked up, man. We be talking about cocaine, and then we just
talking about Minister Louis Farrakhan, in case y'all don't know. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, in case y'all don't know who the minister is. We talking about Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Yes, sir. Yeah, dealing with the minister.
He had a very interesting
life.
All types of shit.
Yep. Asked me, was I on the dust when I was in there? Why you, goddamn, I gotta ask the questions too.
No, I knew that. I just didn't know how you pulled it off.
I was just on it. I was already on it. I was not in there with the minister. You don't put nothing past me. Why y'all think so highly of me?
Nigga, could you be high?
Already, I can hit it downstairs, but I gotta hit it up there with him. It don't mean I could hit a lot of it downstairs and just be cool. If that's how it worked. If that's how y'all think it worked.
I don't know how it worked. Exactly. It's your story.
Man, I'm gonna be full of this shit for the rest of my motherfucking life. Man, I done did enough of this shit since I was 15 years old that I always be high on this shit, even when it ain't in my possession or in my system, man. I am cocaine. That's why my son is cocaine. Oh, he is the drug. I produced it, and it's a new version of it. It's everything good about it, nothing bad about it. You understand what I'm saying? So with that being said, man, y'all can leave that alone. Y'all worry about the wrong side. The world. You drink Dr. Pepper, you don't know what the fuck in that shit.
I do know what's in
here.
Guess
what's in here?
Cocaine.
Thank you. You on the dust.
I'm on that liquid.
Yeah, you on the liquid dust. You know they used to put it.
Drink Dr. Pepper. Cause a nigga be thirsty.
You know they used to put the cocaine in Coca-Cola. You know about that, right?
Dr. Pepper ain't had shit to do with that.
I'm asking
when
you a question.
When they was putting cocaine in Coca-Cola.
How do you know?
Dr. Pepper was working on his PhD then. He was in college. Dr. Pepper was in school. He ain't had shit to do with the drugs.
What was you at?
I probably was a protein.
Thank you. So with that being said, you know, you don't know. That's why you had to drink that water after, because it hit you.
No, because you tried to guilt trip me. And
yeah, that's why it hit you. That's why it hit you.
So you drinking motherfucking old man whiskey.
Man, because this girl.
You judgmental. You going to tell me not to judge you? You going to judge me?
I'm not judging you. I'm just letting you know that you on the same shit. Carlos on the scene, he feeling mean, he on blow, so.
No, he not, because he didn't do it that much. Trying to make me feel bad. Fuck that. Dr. Pepper ain't never killed nobody.
Man, look, man. This is the fucking town night, man.
Check this out. Let me put niggas on game right quick. My white homie put me up on some game. Diet Dr. Pepper, man. Fuck with it.
Hey, and just for the record, you know, if you ever see white people snort, that ain't the right way to snort. That ain't the right way to snort cocaine. Like, you see them doing the movies, and they red. Their nose be all red, and they be obnoxious and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
You can do the shit subtly.
Shit, I'm on it now.
When did you do it? I was right here.
I'm a professional.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't have to do it right here to be on it.
I thought you just snug and did it right here. Like, hey, boy, you should.
I actually did.
I believe it.
You ain't see
it? I'm going to review the footage.
No, you better not.
I just never seen it. He just snug and did it. Man, let me tell you this one time. I was, I'm gonna watch. I'm high, so when I watch it, I'm gonna be like, "How the fuck did I not see this shit?" He's clearly
did
been
it
doing this shit the whole time.
So I keep it away from the weed, man. I keep this shit totally separately, man. I don't smoke no cocaine, only snort cocaine, and never smoke anything but weed. I don't smoke no cigarettes, no black and mild, none of this shit. So it would have been impossible
for me to do it, I would have had to have some sanitizer to either, you know what I'm saying, sanitize my hands because I don't cross-contaminate. It's been that way from the beginning, way before the pandemic, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, I might be with your bitch and she don't snort, she won't suck some dick and smoke some weed, you know what I'm saying? So I had to roll up the blunts, you know what I'm saying? So I don't, you know, make sure she don't, you know what I'm saying, she can go to sleep when she get home.
Well, you're probably the most courteous drug user I've ever seen.
Thank you. Thank you. That's why I vowed to be that. I vowed to be that. You know what I'm saying?
It's your attention to detail.
Yeah.
Man, your boy got on some big-ass shoes.
My who? My son?
Look, your partner, them shoes big as fuck, man. Oh. Look at... Nah, the turn back to the side. Look how fucking big these shoes are, man. Look at this shit. Them shits look
big
like
motherfuckers, man.
Them motherfuckers like costume feet, bro.
What the fuck wrong with your feet, man? That's the New York shit, man. Oh, he said he's from Jersey. Man. Shouts out to Jersey, man. Docs, what's up?
Yeah, all of that. Well, folks, there you have it. This is part one of the Player Fly documentary.
I don't think y'all enjoyed it, man. I got to hit some dust on here or something. I think that I got to do something to make it more interesting.
Trust me. It's very,
y'all sure
very,
y'all like it? Because if not, I got some dust in my pocket. I can just hit it right here.
No.
I'm saying just a little bit. I can just wop, wop. You know what I'm saying?
No.
And then it's going to go viral for sure.
Hey. No.
Flat. Song?
No.
Listen.
Flat.
Carlos.
No.
I don't think we did enough.
No.
Carlos.
We good, bro. We
so if
do...
I pull it out, what you gonna do,
but
tackle
me? We don't
me?
Never do cocaine at the end of the show.
That's
Fly.
Y'all. This is my motherfucking day. I might not never come back again. Y'all
Fly,
might not never come back again.
We just don't.
Mike, we done used the word more times than they used it, used nigga
to cut
and Django. But
cut.
They can say nigga and Django 106 times, and this motherfucking Tarantino can make a gazillion dollars off of it, but we can't say this. See,
we
that's some bullshit.
Black.
See, that's the reason why
we're
niggas
black,
ask me
man.
If I ever reach the top, would I forget about them?
But if I
so
don't
I
reach
ask
the
niggas,
top.
Man, if I don't reach the top, would we y'all don't. Forget about me, man?
They're not going to forget about you.
I know they can't because I'm the only one.
I won't let them.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
I'll do my part to make sure they put your name on that wall of great people.
Cocaine should have been considered like a bad word, like fuck or something.
It is.
Where?
In certain parts of America.
Why?
Because we live in a dirty world.
Robin Thicke got a song called Cocaine.
Yeah, that's...
Gucci Mane got a song called All White Bricks.
It's acceptable when you...
Gotta have a label called Cocaine Music.
He still got it, though.
It's called his Collective Music Group or something now.
See, they made him change it.
I don't give a fuck about them. Is that what this is about?
See?
That fucking skeezer? You think I give a fuck about her? Fuck that whole bitch! I don't give a fuck about her!
Cancel that bitch! I'll
buy nothing!
Yeah, there you go.
Fuck is you saying? Who motherfucker gonna tell me what to do,
with
man?
No silver spoon in my mouth, Miss
Hawkins. Yeah, fuck is you saying, man? No motherfucker gonna tell me what to do, call up with my motherfucking life, man.
I feel you.
This is my motherfucking life, man. God gave this to me.
You right.
God gave it to me. Ain't no man finna tell me. I don't give a fuck if you sit in a chair and a watch. Man, you can lean with a rock. I wouldn't give a fuck, nigga. I'm telling you in my grandmama name, Minnie Mae. She told me I could do what the fuck I want to do.
She did.
As long as I praise God, praise God, praise God.
That's all you gotta do.
So, hey, this between me and my father. So, all you judges, jurors, and executioners. Fuck ya.
Yeah.
And then look how handsome I am doing this shit. This shit deserves me, man. Let me take off these shades so y'all can see how handsome I am behind these motherfuckers, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gotta hide this shit, man. I'm a small piece of leather, well put together, ready to get where big niggas can't fit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't making a bad. I'm a man and a half, and I'm in command. Hold on, I'm saying? Yeah. Leg. L-E-G-E-N-D.
Right.
Righteous.
But look.
What I'm looking at?
The trap, bro.
Oh, shit. Fuck
look
that.
Around.
All right, let me show this shit out, too, what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
Look around and see what's up.
Man. I don't see my motherfucking picture no motherfucking
one.
You
know
what I'm saying? I don't need a motherfucking law.
No
new
face, what you got over there?
What you got up on this motherfucker, nigga? I don't see shit, nigga.
We go. We'll
shouts out to these
up.
Niggas, man. Y'all niggas the truth, too, man. Shouts out to the crew, man. DC Fly, man. This motherfucker, Chico B.
Chico
B. Hold up, man. No, really get up for these niggas, man. Come on, man. For real, man. Oh, man, look.
Y'all the funniest motherfuckers in the world right now, man. I can't even lie, man. It's an honor to be on this podcast, man, with you personally, because we have our history, you know what I'm saying? And I would have loved for them to been here, too. However, man, you are more than enough. But y'all niggas got this shit, man, totally fucked up right now, man.
The game.
I'm talking about, man, the world.
The world.
And, man, that shit be so natural how y'all do this shit, you know what I'm saying? And I caught on a little late. I was with a chick and she was like, man, you ain't been watching this shit. And I'm like, no, man, I don't watch shit. You
Shout
know what I'm saying?
85% of ladies out there.
Yeah, oh, they love ladies. Y'all. Hey, man, they love y'all. And so, man, I'm getting high and I'm watching this shit and I'm like, these motherfuckers are retarded.
Appreciate it, man.
I said, this motherfucker that jumped off this motherfucker walking, baby, what the fuck is he doing? This motherfucker's in the crowd. You know what I'm saying? And then that trifecta, man, how y'all just so natural, man. Man, that shit there is unprecedented. It's never been done before in comedy history, as far as I know, you know what I'm saying? It's probably been done with some Rat Pack shit back then with Sammy Davis and them. I don't know. But at the end of the day, to see these young black entrepreneurs to do this shit the way that y'all doing this shit, like I said, to bring it from the mud, man. Y'all got this shit, man, and I'm proud of you, family.
Hell yeah.
I'm proud of you. And to know that I inspired you, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. The music that I made brought you through some shit, I'm quite sure, man. And just to know that I'm a part of that, man, I salute you, family, man. To have a platform to bring me on, man, after all these years of my struggle, man, my having and having not, and you know what I'm saying, just owning up to my lifestyle and just living my life, because I'm happy right now, man. I'm financially stable, man. Like I said, my son ready to, you know what I'm saying, take over the planet, you know what I'm saying, man. I have beautiful grandkids, man, so I ain't got no worries, you know what I'm saying, shit. I'm happy as a motherfucker, man, so to know that you are able to provide this platform for me be able to still come and be happy and enjoy my life, man, and expose me to a different audience, man, like you speaking on
really
earlier.
Is.
I'm with that. I'm ready for that. I'm always ready to
drop
work.
Drop your social media so they can get in touch with
man,
you.
Man, I'm only on Instagram at PlayerFlyM3. I'm only on YouTube at PlayerFly Official Channel. Also, shopwitfly.com. You can do that right now and spend a couple of coins with Player Fly. You can shop with Fly right now. You can actually live chat with me, but only after you purchase an item. I get an alert and I'll actually, you know what I'm saying, correspond with you and tell you thank you very much in my Elvis Presley voice. You know what I'm saying? So, man, keep up with me. I'm on all streaming platforms. I've.
What's the next album called?
The next album?
Yep. You gonna do another album?
I don't know.
Do one more, because you gotta put Cocaine on that bit.
No, he...
Me, you, Cocaine.
It's gotta be on my album. Okay, so...
Hey, fuck.
All right, send them on. So this is what I'll do.
Well,
I'm gonna do an album. Oh, listen. I'm gonna do an album with Zaytoven. We're gonna call it Fly Zay.
Okay, bet.
I'll do an album that I've been wanting to release called Time Flies.
Okay.
I have these pretty much finished. And I'll release A Mafia All Day, since I've been screaming that since 2001 that I was going to release A Mafia All Day. I'll do that. And pick your choice, wherever you want to jump.
I feel like if I get in the mafia all day, that means I'm in the mafia, so I
got to
be
You don't
want
to be in this. You got to hit the dust to get in the mafia.
No, well, fuck it. I'll be on Time Flies then.
You can get in the other mafia, one of the mother cliques.
No, I'm good.
You want to be an honorary mafia member?
Yeah.
All right, send them out. You
I
in.
Ain't hitting the dust, though.
You in. I'm going to hit it. Can I hit it for you?
You hit it for me.
You'll watch me hit it.
On behalf of
you. You got to watch me hit
gonna
it,
take
though.
My dust because I just don't
you gotta
like
watch
the way
me
it
hit
smells.
It. You got to watch me hit it.
I am legally
you gonna
blind.
Watch
me.
You gotta watch me hit it on camera. I'm dead. Look, that motherfucker died.
Damn, I wish Fly was here, man.
We lost another one.
Shout out to DC and Chico again, man.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah, man. I wish his ass here, because I was really knowing this motherfucker was gonna give me hell. I'm thankful that he's not here.
Come back. He was just working on a movie
right
now.
Yeah, I know he probably doing something, but I'm thankful that I got away, because you know what I'm saying? He'll spread them back.
No,
you know
when you
saying?
Come back, he going to be on your
No, head. I ain't going. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because I need to know how he got the name Fly. You know what I'm saying? We have to discuss that.
You know what I'm saying? I need to find out if he's one of my foster children or something. You know what I'm saying? You know, he looked like a little cocaine baby. You know what I'm saying? He looked like he could have been one of my little powder babies or something. You know what I'm saying?
No, man, his daddy is old school.
I know it, but, you know, I could have just, you know what I'm saying? I'm old school sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
No,
no bullshit. I'm just joking and shit, man. Yeah. No offense to nobody, man. I don't want nobody to get offended.
No,
you know what I'm saying? I seen no spark on that nigga at this show.
Yeah,
I don't want no smoke.
Rock and sock and root out that nigga. Made a head pop up.
Yeah, I don't want no smoke. Yeah, so shout out to Chico.
You know your ass got knocked down when the people who you rode with were like, you shouldn't have went up there fucking with
him. Hell yeah, goddamn it, yeah. Like Devo. Bring your ass on. Fuck with these people, man.
That shit crazy. That nigga shouldn't have did that, man.
So when you gonna hand me back, man?
Bro, you know exactly what a trap is, man.
Man, I'll pull up my list. I'm like them young niggas, I'll pull up to your house. You know what I'm saying? We gonna bump Mike?
That shit just stuck in my head.
Mike, don't make me. I'm coming this motherfucker with that motherfucker, the white button down. I'm gonna have one motherfucker dread hanging like this, you know? Jump on. Come through that motherfucker bouncing. That boy did that motherfucker with that leg and shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm right, man. Maybe come through this motherfucker, I'm telling you, man.
Mike used to hit that powder.
I gotta come through, man. Come
you
on.
You think Mike used to hit the powder every now and then?
If you're doing something propofol, then you've been way past
powder. I think
powder.
Mike done hit the powder.
Yeah, if you're doing something like propofol, that means powder had been stopped working for you when you were six.
He wasn't saying he. He was saying he wanted Kiki. He was ordering the shit in the music. Mike, how much you want? A key?
Hey, man.
Where the nigga at? Show him.
Then he tell him what? Beat it.
Shit.
Just beat it.
That sound like some shit that you would say after you'd hit somebody.
Mama said, I got this.
Hey,
man, we got to get the fuck out of here. This has been another episode of the 85 South Show. Play a fly. J-O-N. Everybody else, nigga, we out this bitch. And I'm still drinking Dr. Pepper.
With cocaine in.
No, it ain't. Drug free. Let's get some pics, man.
Can we try doing a video promo?
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.